Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
If climate change isn't priority number one, it's not going to get done. So I am saying this. I am pledging today that if I am given this high honor, I will make fighting climate change the number one priority of the United States of America.
That is Washington State Governor Democrat Jay Inslee declaring his bid for the presidency earlier this month by hammering on what he considers the most crucial issue facing the nation and the world, climate change. In the first of WBUR Morning Edition conversations with the candidates as they traverse New England, we caught up with Inslee between campaign stops in New Hampshire to ask how he thinks his one-issue platform will capture the imaginations of everyday Americans.
We know with a scientific certainty that we are the first generation to feel the sting of climate change, and we are the last generation that can do something about it. And we know it's a matter of great peril. But we also know it's a matter of tremendous economic promise of putting millions of people to work building a clean energy economy.
You've been hailed as the nation's greenest governor by the League of Conservation Voters, but your record of success in the state has been mixed, even though Washington State has a very progressive reputation. I'm wondering how you sell your green vision to the rest of the country.
Well, I think the reality is that all of us need to raise our games to defeat climate change. We have made substantial progress in our state. We've passed a renewable portfolio standard. We now have a $6 billion wind turbine industry, in part because of some of my leadership efforts. We are electrifying our transportation system, one of the top-tier states in the country as far as use of electric cars. We are the center of electric buses in Wenatchee, Washington. And importantly, we're growing jobs by the thousands in the clean industries in the state of Washington.
But Washington state voters have twice rejected ballot initiatives to impose a statewide tax on carbon emissions. Do you want to see a national fee on carbon emissions?
Not necessarily. What we have done this year is to propose a suite of policies that will actually reduce carbon pollution as much as that initiative would have. There are dozens of policies that can be used to build a clean energy economy, to put people to work in so many different industries. Look, I'm driving a shiny little blue GM all-electric Bolt made by American workers in Michigan. I've been in Iowa where we're installing wind turbines. I've been in Nevada where we're making batteries like crazy. I don't think we should take off for all time consideration of a direct carbon price, but what our research has shown that we're capable of driving the reduction of carbon by using other mechanisms, and that's why we're so ambitious doing that in our state, and I think we're a template for the nation.
What's your stance on the Green New Deal? I ask mindful of the fact that you know that Massachusetts U.S. Senator Ed Markey is one of the key people pushing the Green New Deal. Does your plan mesh with the Green New Deal, or is it one or the other?
Well, I've worked with Ed now for a couple decades on this issue, and I'm really glad that he has helped lead this effort because it's really helped in three big ways. Number one, it's got people talking about climate change. That's a good thing. Number two, it has correctly identified the scale and scope and ambition level we need to win this battle. And number three, it has shown that this is a matter of equity as much as it is the environment. It's a matter of reducing the terrible income inequality that we have because the first victims of climate change are almost always marginalized communities, people of poverty, communities of color. And I think that the Green New Deal has helped advance all of those discussions.
Are you worried you're going to be identified as a single-issue candidate?
No, because if you've ever given two thoughts to this, it is obvious that climate change is not one issue, it's all the issues. It's the economic issue of losing our assets when towns like Paradise, California, burn to the ground. It's an issue of economic growth involving clean jobs, which are now growing twice as fast as the average in the U.S. economy. It's a matter of health, about asthma and infectious diseases moving north. It's a matter of national security. We actually had a conference with admirals and generals in Seattle last week where the Pentagon has accurately identified this as a major national security threat because of migrations caused by desertifications and a changing climate. None of these issues can be solved without solving climate change.
Well, let me test you on a couple of questions that relate to foreign policy, since foreign policy has been so key to the Trump administration so far. Do you view the way President Trump has handled the North Korean nuclear program as cozying up to North Korea? How would you handle it?
Well, I think, first off, any rational review of the president's foreign policy would say it's chaotic, unprincipled, unconsidered, irrational. And I think his wholesale abandonment of international alliances has actually weakened our ability to effect measures, including in North Korea. Now, that is not to say that this is an easy thing to solve. We know it's going to take international alliance. We know that it's going to take the right combination of general pressure and diplomacy both. But I know who you will not get those things from, and that's Donald Trump. And I look forward to stepping up to the plate.
What's the proper U.S. role in NATO? And I ask, mindful of the fact that President Trump has some NATO allies questioning our commitment.
I think NATO has been a bulwark of democracy. I think that the very unusual and suspect relationship between Donald Trump and the Putin regime should give us pause. And I believe NATO is a very positive thing that we ought to remain committed to.
Democrats seem to be saying that what they most want is someone who can beat Donald Trump and win the White House back. Explain why you think you're the right person.
We need a candidate who is optimistic about the country and believes in the can-do America. Donald Trump is fearful, he is pessimistic, he is insecure, and he is a can't-do president. And I believe I'm a perfect contrast, having been a successful governor of the most successful state economically, who understands ending racial disparity and criminal justice, legalizing marijuana, bringing people in who can do great things for our country. That's a vision of America that I intend to advance.
Washington Governor Jay Inslee, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition. Appreciate your time.
You betcha.